Government has been there to make necessary changes in the educational curricula to accommodate the study of oil and gas. This is to enable the youth to take charge of the management of the resources in the near future. An oil expert from Petroleum Technology and Development Fund in Nigeria, Neka Jacob, made this call during a conference on oil and gas organized by the National Youth Authority in Accra. Benjamin Ejay Boateng reports.
The Oil and Gas Conference was organized as part of the African Youth Week celebration. Dr. Nika said the youth should study oil and gas as a subject so that the job openings in the sector will be taken up by Ghanaians and not foreigners. He said the youth can fit into areas in the sector such as economic analysis, engineering, environmental management, among others. He, however, said this hope of oil and gas management can only be achieved if Ghana grooms the youth at a tender age. He said Nigeria has over the years organized oil and gas research competitions, and the University of Benin also has a faculty dedicated to career projection in oil and gas management. This, he said, is being done to prepare Nigerians to take charge of oil and gas in their country. He therefore asked the Ghanaian government to take a cue from such initiatives. The executive director of research and advocacy platform, Felix Kwasi Ofusu, for his part, said even as Ghana takes lessons from countries such as Saudi Arabia, Norway and Nigeria in the oil sector, it is expedient that Ghana does things differently in the management of the oil resource. He, however, said the oil revenue will not transform the Ghanaian economy overnight.
There's a need for us to find creative ways of generating additional resources by leveraging that oil fund. Saudi Arabia, for instance, makes close to $900 million every day, and they can afford to do certain things immediately. We do not have that luxury. And so perhaps it's important that we are a bit more creative in the way we utilize this oil revenue. And that is why efforts by the Mills administration to secure funding through collateralizing Ghana's oil resources should be looked at from a purely objective standpoint, and debate surrounding the devoid of politicization.
Felix Kwasi Ofusu said it is important that Ghana invests in other sectors such as education and agriculture, even as the country makes gains in the oil sector.
Benjamin Ejay reporting.